This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of the USA Prepares. Rich Sheepman's with us, offgridmontana.com. Rich, in class, I received an email yesterday from an Ivy League graduate, and he is writing a book on preparedness. Somehow he found my name and decided that he would do whatever it took to figure out how to contact me. And he did, and I've talked to him over the last few weeks. And here's an email that I received from him yesterday. I'll just read a little part of it. Very interesting. I tuned in on your YouTube, and it was, and he was talking about the one with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the doublespeak. I tuned in on YouTube, and it was masterfully done. As ridiculous and far-fetched as your material was, I'm almost not surprised that people went along with it. Just the gloss of scientificness seems to go a long way when it comes to people's gullibility. The guy who rode the missile like a rodeo bull? Hilarious. And that's just a short little piece of what John sent me about that broadcast. So, as I mentioned, I think I'm going to do another one this week. So, Rick, maybe this is the third rail of risk when it comes to broadcasting, you know, something that people would probably not want to do if they were you and if they were me. But I think we should do it anyway. And that is, what is it like to be a young person today and try to find that ideal life partner? And I don't mean homosexual. What I'm talking about, and we'll use my boys for example. Both of my boys are nice. They're polite. They have skills. They are unbranded, undisfigured. They don't have pink, blue, or green hair. They don't have convictions. They are not drug addicts. So these are what I would consider two good choices if a girl were looking, you know, a young lady were looking for the ideal mate. However, neither one of them has an ideal mate in sight. That's my opinion of it. So why is that? Why is it that a young person would find it difficult to find that, let's say it's a guy, he'd want to find a girl, let's say that, oh, doesn't have a family with two or three other guys, you know, no husband in sight ever, you know, with families from different guys, tattoos, drug addiction or former drug addiction, or alcohol addiction, or someone who really doesn't want to read, someone who, you know, just wants to live on the fat of society. Why is it? Why is it that it's so difficult to find that ideal person? Rich?
Well, first of all, I want to comment on what you said regarding that comment from that person who wants to build or start a preparedness book or course. Basically, yes. What he was describing, and you were talking about building your con on science and fancy words, that's basically what Hegelian dialectic is. He was considered an imperial con artist, and he was a German philosopher, I believe, back in the 1800s, And I could stand corrected. I haven't read about him in a long time. But going by memory, what he did was he would use all these fancy terms and science terms and economic terms, and he would build his first platform on facts, but didn't tie it to his conclusion. And as he built it up and built it up, more people he would lose because they didn't read, they didn't research, and everybody said, well, he sounds credible. So they would put a check mark by, okay, I agree. And that's exactly what the mainstream media and the aristocracy is doing today. If you don't do your homework, even if you listen to us, that's not going to do it. You have to do your own reading, your own research, and especially, I'm speaking for myself now, when I prepare for a show, folks, I have so many pages of stuff. And, you know, a day or two before, Vince will talk and I will discuss certain topics and some specifics of what we're going to talk about. I never get through, even when I monologue, even when Vince is not here and I'm monologuing the show, I don't even by myself, get through 50% of what I want to discuss. So this is why it's up to you to do your own reading and researching. But going back to your second question regarding finding...
Hold it one second. So let's share with the class the way this goes. You'll call me a couple days in advance and you'll say, hey, Vin, I got a couple. Well, I want to review some of the things I'd like to talk about. And you will list them. Boom, 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 boom. Go right down the list. And what do I typically say?
Well, when I monologue, the first thing you say is...
No, I don't mean that. I mean, when you call me and say, I'd like to talk about these specific articles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it go
the
like this?
Or discussions of certain topics, or they could be economic 101 mm-hmm. issues. It could be political right. correctness issues. It could be so many. It could be political. I do go boom, yeah. boom, boom. Yeah.
Don't I normally say I'm good for all those because I'm up on all those topics? Isn't that what happens?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But don't you also agree that we never get to discuss the great majority of things that we want to discuss in the two-hour period? It just doesn't happen.
Right. Well, no, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And
so
then I find when
I have an opening...
short-cutting so much in order to deliver... the right context, but mostly to share information to get people, so people can understand how we're being distracted, dumbed down, and divided as groups, and to give ideas and solutions on how to combat that at the same time. And it's very much a challenge with the amount of time we have.
Right. And so what I do is when I have an opening, if I have an appointment or something, I will check with you and see if you're available to take the broadcast, and you can do 2 hours all by yourself, and then you still run out of time. So it's not always my fault, right?
I don't even come close because it's hilarious. If you saw the notes I have, I mean, my home is a fire hazard with the preparation I've done over the last... I don't know, 7-8 years of doing radio, and it's almost hilarious because I feel so obligated to our listeners to give information that they could use. And I see the debt levels, I see the despair, I see the lack of opportunities because of what group you have to be from today regarding your skin pigmentation, gender, sexual orientation, religion, et cetera, et cetera. I see the race baiting. I see the powers that be wanting to create a civil war. I see the powers that be addicted to power, money, and control, and they're using big tech to censor and surveil us. And that's why if big tech wins, folks, if the aristocracy wins, forget about freedom, liberty, forget about you're just going to be told what to do, what to say, how to live, and who to do it with, and where to do it for the rest of your life. So this is why it's so important to do your own reading and research and do your own homework. But most of all, have the courage, just like what I mentioned Greg Coppola at the beginning of the show, the Google whistleblower. We all, if you're listening, if you're from the FBI, intelligence agencies, anybody in the White House, the Pentagon, you have to start sticking up for the little guy. And it's got to be based on principle, which is fighting for truth, which is the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. And if we don't have that, we will not have a nation anymore. And this is why the powers that be are trying to keep everybody down. They're trying to foment hate. They're trying to make it so we are infighting and creating chaos against one another. The elite are making us poisoning us against ourselves. And we have to rise to the occasion and say no more. We have to draw that line in the sand and say, okay, what ideas and solutions can we talk about? Because, Vince, I listen to a lot of talk radio, and we talked about this the other day. What percentage of talk radio, because I know you listen to some shows also, really talk about ideas and solutions?
Well, none. Except, I believe, this one. And I really mean that. What we have tried to do is teach people how to think. We tell them a few things that are happening. We give our opinions and ideas and concerns and what to do about it. Other than that, I don't know of a single broadcast. I would say that we're in the junior varsity league. Here at USA Prepares, where you've got, you know, the big names like the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys. What do you get out of that? What, after listening to those guys for an hour, repeat every 8 minutes what they just said, what actually can you do with that information? What can you do, literally? And my take on it is not too much. But here, we talk about things that you can use and can follow through and can learn more about. We talk about observations, things that we see firsthand that we think is important enough to discuss on national radio. And we think it's so important that we all volunteer to do it. It's not like, I got to go to work because we got to earn the money. There's no money here. None. As a matter of fact, it costs us money to do what we do. If Rich wants to broadcast with a better signal, he's going to have to buy better equipment. If I want to do it, I've got to buy better equipment. And where does that money come from? My wallet. Rich's wallet. Norm's wallet. John Reagan's wallet. Gwyneth's wallet. That's where it comes from. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's wallet. That's where it comes from. So, let's talk a little bit about what would it be like trying to find that ideal girl or that ideal guy in today's world, someone who has not been brainwashed by the media. Mike Ma went to China. He's Chinese. Ma, half Chinese. He went to China to see, couldn't find the right gal here. He's a really bright guy. And he's a kind person. And he wanted to find, you know, the Mrs. Ma of his world. Couldn't find one here, so he went to China. And he came back, and what he said was that they're so brainwashed there that they don't know how to think. So no matter what they look like, it wouldn't work because their mind wasn't right. No kidding. So, you know, I look at our boys, and they're trying to find the right person. And it's darn near impossible. As a matter of fact, I called up Marty Barrett. I was talking to her on the phone. I said, "Tell me about your twins." And she said, "Well, you know, neither one has a boyfriend." I said, "Well, bring them over. Bring the whole family over."
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen.
oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Richie, you asked a very interesting question about other radio broadcasts providing solutions. Well, ever since we did the broadcast last Thursday with Dr. Richard Allen Miller about doublespeak, newspeak, our ratings have gone up. And I'm just going to tell you who we're ahead of right now on the internet. Okay? We are ahead of all of these broadcasts right this moment, live on the internet broadcasting network, if you will. WTOP News out of Washington, D.C., WNYC, New York City. Let's see, I'm going to name some famous names. Let's see, I'm going up the list here. Morning Edition, that's National Public Radio. CBS News Radio. BBC Radio. WINS, which is news radio all the time, 1010. And some others, okay? We are four slots down from MSNBC. Four slots down from MSNBC. We're near the top of the heap right now. Can you imagine that? Little USA Prepares, junior varsity, playing in the big league because we talk about what's happening, why it's happening, who's doing it, and what to do about it. That's the reason. And we're going to continue doing it. And we're going to continue teaching you how to think and how to ferret out the news. Because this disinformation system is huge. Absolutely huge. And we think it's our place to help you understand how this all works. Like when we talked about interlocking directorates. When was the last time that you heard any broadcast talk about interlocking directorates and the corruption they're in? And how they work? And who's involved? You know, like Apple and Google. So, Rich, let's go find the boys, the perfect mate. Is it possible? Do you think?
Well, you do what I do. You go off into little tangents. So I have to comment on what you just said before we go back into your original question.
Okay. All right.
Okay. First of all, the reason why you are ranked number three for GCN and the only one on RBN broadcast is because we all stick up for the little guy. That's what we do, okay? We try to give information. We try to not be politically correct and honey-coated. We don't stick up for any group. We agree to being judged through hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, which is what built America and made it great. And I think people recognize that because people realize that, especially a lot of the big names, they do a lot of talking, but they don't give a lot of ideas and solutions, if any. And they tell certain people what they want to hear. And the reason why they're big and they have big names is because they continue to feather the nest of the elite, and they don't talk against them. In other words, they don't stick up for or help the little guy. And basically, it's kind of like an exercise in blowing smoke up people's butt. You know, you tell certain people what they want to hear, and you definitely don't list the corruption and manipulation like we do on USA Prepares, so the little guy can get a leg up and possibly control at least some of their own destiny. But going back to the original question at hand regarding your boys and finding Mrs. Wright, if you will, I think when you look at the statistics, the divorce rate is between 70% and 75% when you look at all marriages. I've been reading several articles lately where people who are 50 years and over, that's 50, divorce rate is going through the roof. You see, like, here's one article right here. She verbally consented to sex, but the school determined he committed sexual assault because he cajoled her with flattery. And the word cajoled is in quotes. It was a new lawsuit filed against Pennsylvania State University. And basically, the man was denied due process. And they're using terms like John Doe. I don't know who they are, but the man in the picture, they don't show his face, but he's a black man and it's a white woman. And that shouldn't have anything to do with it, but basically, if you're a man, you are denied due process. You don't have rights. And it's getting to the point where you're going to have to prove adult.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305. With promo code GCN.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Baltimore is an example of what corrupt government leads to.
In his latest defense of his remarks about the city of Baltimore and Congressman Elijah Cummings, who represents part of the city, President Trump is clarifying he has nothing against the people of Charm City, but he does have a problem with the Democratic politicians who run it.
Dollars have been given, and I feel so sorry for the people of Baltimore.
The president speaking to reporters outside the White House there as he prepared to climb aboard Marine One. Two people are dead, two others wounded after a shooting at a Walmart in northern Mississippi. The two who died, believed to be Walmart workers, a police officer, and the alleged shooter are injured, being treated at area hospitals. Police say the officers expected to be okay, the suspect's conditions not released. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're take my. When you go to the theater, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, you know, I've been thinking about the boys, and I've been thinking, you know, what's the problem? What is the problem? Why is it that they are unable to find, you know, their ideal mate? Even a close fit is impossible. Because realistically, they're looking for someone who is unbranded, undisfigured, I'm talking about intentionally disfigured, where, you know, they get these things in their earlobes and they expand them and they want to look like a, you know, circus performer. You know, no nose piercings, no lip piercings, no tongue piercings, no criminal record, no drug abuse. Someone who has morals and values and is intelligent enough to get through life. Someone who will lift the other end of the board. And here's something that's really important to me. And I judged Mrs. Finelli before she became Mrs. Finelli on this. Back in the '70s, she would come by our house, you know, where I grew up. And she'd come for dinner or lunch. And or she'd be there on the weekend, and my mom would be vacuuming the house. And what my wife did before she became my wife is she would grab a dust cloth and help my mom dust the house. If I were working on the car, she'd be under the hood with me, helping me work on the car. It, today, 40 years later, she's under the hood with our son, under the car that's on the lift, she's helping him. Yesterday, she helped him take apart his transmission. Well, actually, it was my transmission. It's all apart in the shop. And I know this afternoon while I'm doing something else, she and our son are going to be putting my transmission back together. It's in a million pieces. I know she's going to do that. And that was one of the things that, one of those unofficial tests that she had to pass in order to become my wife. She had to exhibit the willingness to participate in what the family did. And if the family was eating, well, why should my mom have to do all the work? Why can't the rest of us help her? Why can't the rest of us help make the dinner? Why can't the rest of us help set the table? Why can't the rest of us help clear off the table? Why can't the rest of us help wash the dishes and put them away? Why not? Now, when I went to my wife's house before, where she grew up before she became my wife, if their parents had a problem with the dishwasher, I would fix it. If they needed plumbing installed to their new the new dishwasher, if they bought a new one, I would do that. I would fix their cars. I was on their roof, fixing their roof. Did anybody say, listen, how much would you charge for to fix our roof? There's no discussion like that. I was glad to do it. I climbed right up on the roof, patched the roof, put down the shingles, whatever it took. Go up in the attic, find out why the antenna for the television wasn't working. Tune up the television, you know, with the controls, the settings on all those potentiometers on the back. Replace the tubes. Do all that stuff. Did anybody ask me? No. The television didn't work and I happened to notice that. I'd say, well, I can fix that. Would that be okay? But that doesn't happen today. So where are my children going to find someone who's like Mrs. Finelli? Rich, even you've met her. Am I exaggerating about what she's like?
No, but you're coming, and I'm not trying to play devil's advocate. Maybe I am. Your wife came from a different era, okay? Now, today, I don't know how much you heard because I was talking over the break and I did not hear the music play. But did you hear me talk about that article about she verbally consented to sex, but the school determined he committed sexual assault because he cajoled her with flattery? Did you hear that?
Well, I cajole Mrs. Finelli with flattery every day.
Give me a few minutes to share with you what men have to deal with today. They don't even have... The due process. That's what this article is all about. The discrimination against men has no restitution, is a different way to put it. Basically, the divide and conquer strategies of man versus women is sanctioned by the elite to divide the American people. Not just to divide them, but to make sure that population does not increase, okay? That's one of the bottom lines that the powers that be have decided they have to do it. Look at all these feminists with all the millions of gold diggers and mistresses out there that you don't even hear. You hear crickets. You know, you have examples of I think I've used this before. 65-year-old Harvey Weinstein. Weinstein, whatever his name is. You know, he's got a couple of 20-year-old girls hanging on each arm. Is it because he's got a great physique, a great personality, wit, charming humor? No. It's because he has money. And people don't, and the feminists don't say anything. You know, Stormy Daniels, you know, she's been put on a pedestal, and she's basically, you know, the feminists will say, oh, bad, heterosexual sex is bad, bad, bad. But yet they put a porn star on a pedestal. You know, you can't be drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness and tell people how to live a certain life when you're not practicing what you preach. That's not having courage in the land of the free and the home of the brave. And then you got pedophilia grooming gangs everywhere. So men are thinking, man, do I really want to have a kid under these circumstances? We're allowing the murder of babies after birth and up to birth. I mean, it doesn't even make sense. I mean, if we can't stick up for our old and young, then forget about it. There's no future. And how many websites of college girls who are sugar babies looking for basically money? Now, I'm not judging anybody who says this, but when you have all these feminists saying, like this article right here, where two people had adult mutual consensual sex, and don't even talk about all the pedophilia going on in this country, and then the school says, well, he's committed sexual assault because he cajoled her with flattery. I mean, if you're going to have sex with somebody, what do you say? Hey, baby, I love your flabs of fat. Oh, man, I'm really liking that butch haircut. You betcha. Oh, yeah. I mean, we've gotten to the point of stupid. And when women say that the feminists say that every woman should be believed, it all depends on what group you come from. If you're Bill Clinton or Keith Ellison or Cory Booker, doesn't matter. How about all the women who said for decades on TV, on radio, on newspaper, this is my starter marriage? And the guy knew he was going to lose everything financially. How about all the 80 million women who bought copies of Shades of Grey? And for those of you who don't know what that book is about, well, I'm not going to tell you, even though I think most of the audience knows. I think you should look into it. You can't, it's just like what we always say. Aren't you tired of the aristocracy telling you how to live when they are not practicing what they preach? And this is why I've been calling for practice what you preach laws forever. Standing for principle. Three criteria. One, same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. Two, truth. Three, if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, then you get to do it too. And that's why we should have practice what you preach laws. The short version, okay? Vince, how can you expect, I mean, I can go through way more information than this, but how can you expect, whether it be your sons or anybody, with the divorce rate being between 70 and 75%, for 50 and older, divorce rates are going through the roof. Now, from what I'm reading, and you got to take everything you read with a grain of salt, because so much information that's true is being purged off the internet. But the biggest reason is one partner, when they reach 50, whoever that may be, the man, the woman, or the whatever. I mean, people are marrying inanimate objects like computer. They're marrying pets. They're marrying farm animals. They're marrying. I mean, it's gotten to the ridiculous. But my point is, somebody's giving up, from what I'm reading, at 50, around 50 years old. They're saying no to sex. They're letting themselves go. They for some reason, there's certain excuses that they don't have that same intimacy that they had back when they were younger. Now, I'm not trying to blame anybody. I'm not pointing a finger. I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying that when one person gives up, a marriage is a team effort. And, you know, if you don't have that intimacy because one person gives up, and maybe they don't want to have sex anymore, maybe they just, you know, got too heavy, whatever the case may be, like these articles are saying, you're going to have a failed marriage. And even people, I know people who, man, it's almost hard to find people, Vince, I'll be honest with you, of a certain age that hasn't been married multiple times. I mean, I talk to young people all the time, and especially young women. Their biggest concern is that they can't find men that have a sex drive or testosterone. We're heading towards the way Japanese is going, where the men come home, they eat a bunch of junk and food, they don't exercise, they don't go to the gym, and they care more about video games than spending time with a woman. And I think our culture has been groomed to do that because the powers that be are saying that 8 billion people in the world is enough. So I think all these divide and conquer strategies, whether it be a man or a woman, you know, I hear complaints from both sides. And I think this is when people get dumbed down, they can easily be coerced into certain behaviors. And we're all imperfect sinners. None of us are perfect angels. But, you know, we have to look at where we were with our standards. And I hate to go back to this saying all the time, Vince, but I'm going to do it. When you lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job, that's going to metastasize like a cancer in every tradition, heritage, and culture that has made us great. And that's what's happened. When you lose the incentive, the dignity, and the value of work, that's when everybody lowers their standards. And then when you do that, you have less synergy. Vince?
Let's talk about that for just a second. So I keep coming back to, are my boys ever going to find, you know, Mrs. Right? Is it possible? And the older they get, I guess the likelihood of that happening is diminishing. Well, you talked about the lowering the bars and standards, and you talk about that a lot. Well, you're absolutely right, and here's proof. So there's a survey. How many people use food delivery apps on their phone? Well, the average person has two food delivery apps on their phone, and they use them 3 times a month. But that's not the bad part. The bad part is 20% of the people who use them think that someone has eaten their food between the time it was made and the time it was delivered. But that's not correct, because 28% of the food delivery people confess to eating the food before it's delivered. You're talking about lowering the bars and stuff.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So the bars and standards are so low that 28% of food delivery employees confess to eating part of the food that they're delivering. So that tattooed guy that shows up at your door that is looking for a tip for his hard work of finding your house and delivering that pizza or Chinese food has probably 28% probability of eating some of your food. Why? Well, they can't resist the smell. Really, that's the reason. They can't resist the smell. Now, tattoos are conclusive, absolute proof of risky behavior. So why would you expect anything else from the people who have proven to you that they participate in risky behavior? Why would you think that they wouldn't dig into your food? So 85% of the customers now of food delivery want what? They want tamper-proof seals on food delivery items. Well, I think that's ridiculous. I think the answer is really simple. Don't buy it. Don't buy food that's delivered. And if you can't watch it being made, don't buy it. But the GDP is so lazy, they can't do their own cooking. That's where we are today. So that disfigured guy that shows up at your door, you think that food has not been tampered with? That's crazy. So I don't have food delivered. I avoid eating at restaurants at all costs, unless there's no other choice. I want to eat food that I think is going to be tampered with the least. And that's where I'm parked, Rich. You're right. The standards are
well,
so
low. Well, Vince, you talked about GDP. I know you mean it in the context of generally dumb public, but look at gross domestic product. If, as manufacturing declines, especially with automation, artificial intelligence, and AI, we have to, the powers that be need to boost our service economy. And in the service economy, it's basically a gig economy. So they need this kind of food delivery behavior. They need to dumb down people and need to make them lazier. And when I say dumb down, I mean in the context where they don't want to grow a garden. They don't want to learn about proteins and enzymes. They don't want to learn about nutrition in the soil, which really that's where the food comes from regarding produce. You know, there's so many things that we've talked about on the air that we're going away from the old ways. And a balance in life, especially not just health, but happiness, comes from not just technology, but it comes from nature as well. We have to have that balance between technology and nature. And for all you millennials who are listening right now who often brag about your technology skills, that's what off-grid living is. There's no reason anymore to live on the grid. In fact, here's an article right in front of me, Vince. Major solar storm to strike the Earth this week over the next few days. They don't know how bad it's going to be. They don't know if it's going to be like the 1850s where it melts wires. But think about where we would be as a nation, as a world, if we had our electricity grids go down. And Vince, you mentioned you were talking about solar surge protectors. I think with the last minute or two left, you might want to go into a little detail to your listeners about that. What do you think?
Okay, sure. So, class, it's really simple. If you have a surges can come in on the power line, you know, from overhead. It can be an EMP. It can be a solar flare. It can be some factory down the road from you that fires up a big electric motor, and a surge comes down the line, and it can destroy your equipment. So what do you do? It's really simple. You get some surge protectors, and they're rated in voltage let-through. So the good ones are 330 volts. That means that they will let through up to 330 volts on your 120-volt alternating current receptacle. Okay. Seems like a lot, roughly three times. But if they clamp down to lower, something like 200 volts, the unit will sacrifice itself and blow out very quickly. So the good ones are 330 volts. Worst quality would be 400 volts, 440, 500, 600. The higher the number, the worse it is. The best ones I found are from American Power Conversion APC. They're the ones that I really like the best, and I've used them since the 80s. I've talked to their engineers, and I've standardized on them. So here's what you do. You get them, and you plug them into your household wiring as close as possible to your breaker panel. And the reason is it will attenuate those surges because electricity is lazy. It likes to go to ground first. Okay? That's what it likes to do. So the closer you are to your electrical panel with a surge protector, the better your protection is going to be. And that works. And you can get a household, whole house surge protector, little circuit breakers that you can plug into your panel. There are YouTube videos on how to do that. It's going to cost you about $100. I have them all over the place. We have probably seven sub-panels in our farm, and every one of them has a surge protector on the breaker panel. And on the main breaker panel, it's got another one. So we have probably four, five, six levels of surge protection for most of the outlets in our farmhouse, and they absolutely work. So you can do that. And if you want to do a broadcast on that, I can dedicate a whole broadcast, or at least an hour, on how to do it. Rich Even, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Vince.
All right, class. See you tomorrow.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.